Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
And good morning to you. Welcome into the morning program right here on KNEL 95.3 FM, 1490 AM in Brady. Live on the World Wide Web at KNELradio.com. And I'm Lynn Ferris. Good to have you with us for today here on the morning program. This morning we're going to be visiting with Brady Mayor Tony Gross. Brady City Council met last night, and we'll find out what happened with the Brady City Council. We'll check on our community calendar items for today. We'll look at the weather again, remind you about the fact that it's going to be hotter than blue blazes today, so be careful. And also check on birthdays and other things of that nature. All of that coming up during the morning program this morning here on KNEL. And with that, good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am great. Good as I can get here. It's about 8:15 in the morning, and it just doesn't get any better on a day when it's going to be 101 degrees.
Well, that's not too bad compared to some of the other days this week.
You know, what was it the other day? 106? That was warm.
It is.
Yep, that's good. So how's the city faring?
Doing well. We had a regularly scheduled council meeting for the first Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock last night. Had a really big crowd focused on a particular house that's in the city. So we actually varied things a little bit to let some people take care of their business before we got involved in the long discussions, but I'll just cover it in the order that's on the agenda. We started out with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance, like we always did. Had one public comment that focused on the boat races, expressing for appreciation for the city's involvement, and just a little recap of how successful it was for vendors and things. Not quite as successful for the boat races with the winds on Sunday. They tested and decided to call it off for the rest of the day on Sunday. And a comment was made that for future events, they'll look at how they did things and how they might change things a little bit to get a little bit more local participation, was the comment. I made several trips out there, but I didn't buy a ticket just for all the other things that were going on with Mission Brady and the other events that took place on the week. So next we had the consent agenda, which involved minutes like it always does, and discussion, consideration, and possible action for noise variance for June the 11th for the Lake Pavilion. Sharon Tenney was doing their Cox reunion that they do annually out there at the pavilion. I gave her a call and said, okay, how late would you like to have the variance allowed for? And they said, well, the band normally quits at about midnight, so how about 1 o'clock? And that's what we wrote in to the variance. Last item on the consent agenda was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the temporary closure of Blackburn and Elm Streets between 3rd and 4th Street from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on July the 2nd, when all the celebrations are going to be going on, including the a lot of folks still refer to it as the July Jubilee, but parade and all those things for the 4th of July. And that road closure is to solve some traffic problems for the First United Methodist Church annual July Jubilee barbecue, where they sell some great barbecue during that time. We always participate in that process for their fundraiser.
Well, it's always a part of the traditional activities, you know, finish up the parade and sort of make the short walk up the hill and have some barbecue.
We had scheduled an animal control presentation that was there, but our presenter was not feeling well and couldn't make it to town, and so we passed on that and moved on to the three public hearings that we had. We had a public hearing to hear comments for and against the demolition of property at 901 Bombay, that was the big event with most of the people involved in that. The owner of the property made comments that asking for 30 days to do some of the repairs and show that he was really serious about all the stuff. It all got pretty involved in terms of the gentleman that had lived there for many years and finally got that cleared up to get him out of there. A lot of comments from citizens that took about an hour, actually, to do that public hearing with all the comments that were there about the negative things and requests from the citizens in the neighborhood and in the area to not grant the additional 30 days and to go ahead and demolish the house. And that's an action item further into it. The other two public hearings that went fairly quickly and no comments, was to hear comments for and against the specific use provision, to allow for a bed and breakfast inn or facility in the single-family residential district for the property located at 1004 South College Street. Again, no comments to speak of as we get into that action item. A few discussions, details that were requested. Third public hearing to receive comments for and against the zoning change for single-family residential to a manufactured home district for property located at 1817 Old Mason Road in the subdivision there. We'd had several of those where property on the edge of a zoned area for single family residential butted up against on usually two sides that it was manufactured homes, and so we just changed the line a little bit. All of those the two that were rezoned were supported by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And back up just a little bit, what happens in the process is we post those public hearings, the information, so people can come and provide comments for and against the action that's being considered, just like the Planning and Zoning Commission does. We have those generally. They're not attended by a great many people other than this demolition order that we looked at. So that goes through the process. It can be very, very lengthy to be involved in some of those things, the rezoning, not so much as the demolition. But we worked our way through all of that, and in the individual items, we had eight, and the first one was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the second and final reading of Ordinance 1339 of the City of Brady to deny and disapprove the proposed rate schedules and the service regulations filed with the City of Brady by Encore Electric Delivery Company, as requested by Encore. And, yeah, I did read that correctly. Every year or so, Encore is required to file rates and for individual communities, and then they ask that community, just like they do for us, to recommend disapproval so that they can go back to the Public Utilities Commission and say, hey, these folks don't like what we had suggested. Mm-hmm. Would you give us take a look and give us a rate adjustment from where we are right now for wide areas so that they're not doing different electric rates for all the different communities? So, again, it's a formality in the process that they propose and ask us to recommend disapproval, and we do that, and then it goes on to the PUC. Second item, discussion, consideration of possible action regarding the demolition order 2022-001, so the first one for the 2022, in accordance with the City of Brady Code of Ordinances, to authorize the demolition of a dilapidated structure at 901 Bombay. And as I said, a lot of comments in the public hearing, a good bit of discussion as part of all of this, and then when it came time for the council to take a look at it, the council voted unanimously 4-0, since one council member was ill last night and couldn't make the meeting, to approve the demolition order. Exact date to get that done specified. The way that process works is, after many reviews and many, in most cases, many discussions about making the place safe, boarding it all up, if they're going to try to work on it, then doing the work on it, they get different timelines that they have to meet. And sometimes they meet them and sometimes they don't. In this case, for years, they would do just enough work to get another extension on the time. If you get a chance to drive down China Street and look to your right, just about the time you get to Lowe's, you'll see the house that was under discussion. It looks pretty terrible. And a lot of concern about safety for all that. So that drove the 4-0 decision to issue the demolition order. Item C was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1340 for the City of Brady adopting a special use provision as requested, Lisa Berglund, to allow a bed and breakfast in our facility in the single-family residential. So this is a process that our codes allow us to do special use provisions in zoned areas where it makes sense, rather than try to rezone or be guilty of spot rezoning for something. Quick discussion and quick approval, unanimous 4-0 to approve that. Then we went to, and so we did the first reading of the ordinance. We'll do that again at the next council meeting, and then based on the timeline for ordinances, that'll all take effect. Next item, fourth item, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1341, adopting a zoning change from single-family residential to manufactured homes there at 1817 Old Mason Road. So after the public hearings, get that information that may come, have that discussion, allow some more input potentially, and that was unanimously approved 4-0. 2 weeks from now, we'll do the second reading with the expectation that it will be an approved ordinance after that time.
Question for you, is there another reading required on the demolition order, or is that final now?
On the demolition order?
Yeah.
No, we had done all of those other steps. That's a final.
It's final.
Done deal.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody could get involved in the legal process to try to do something to delay it, but I don't think it's likely that that's going to happen.
Okay.
The owner of the property worked really hard at trying to convince the council not to do that, to give him 30 more days, and council, as I said, unanimously said, no, we're done with that. So the city demolishes the property and then places a lien against the property for the cost of the demolition and the hauling the debris away. And then potentially that piece of land gets offered on the courthouse steps, and we recover some of the money from the lien if somebody buys it. Next item, discussion, consideration, and possible action on the scope of the Falls Diameter Replacement Project. At the previous council meeting back in May, the staff had made a presentation about small diameter, 1-inch, 3/4-inch pipes in different parts of the city, and with some of the funds available above the baseline that we keep in each of the different budgets that are there, they were looking for council input on which area, which of the next set of small diameter pipes raised to larger diameter pipes that the council wanted to do. And as I mentioned in the council meeting last night, this was one of those decisions that's a very difficult decision because there was basically no difference money-wise or issue-wise, result-wise, number of people affected, whether we took the north end and the south end of South China or we took the area in the eastern side of the Lure subdivision. Both of them affected about the same number of people. The cost to do both of them was about the same. And we had that discussion, took a straw vote to see where the discussion was going to go, and it was a 3-1 straw vote. So a few more comments and then a unanimous vote to the next small diameter upgrade to a larger diameter will be the northern end of South China and the southern end of South China, and the folks that are covered there. We have the funds to do that, as I said, because we're above that threshold that we had that we set for ourselves to keep a reserve due to some unexpected income and really good sales tax rebates that we have gotten so far this year and projected to finish that way. So it's funded, and we've also applied for a grant to do another portion of the city from the EDAP, the Economically Distressed Area Program for water systems that's out there, and we're waiting to hear the result of that. So timeline is not specific, but we've given our staff the process which one to take on next so that they can set up the bids for both of those and allow folks to bid both in terms of who wants to do the work as well as what they project the cost would be. And we're getting a little bit of lead turn on that because of the potential, like a lot of these things, the sooner you get it selected and money put against it, the you don't have to suffer the next increase.
True.
A side issue, I've taken the philosophy that once I get down to about three-quarters of a tank of gas, I go ahead and fill up the other quarter, because I know the next time I go to fill it up, it's going to be a little more expensive at the gas pump. So that's what we're dealing with the parts, which is another of the items that we'll get to in just a second. Long, lots of stuff here. Discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1342 to amend the fiscal year 22 budget to allow for municipal purposes. A number of things that were all part of that. And one of the significant items was 9 years ago when I first became mayor and looked around at all of things and asked, you know, what should I be thinking about and looking for as the mayor? They took me back to see the HVAC system for City Hall.
Yeah.
My characterization of what that looked like was, if you've ever seen a old World War II movie of the inside of a German U-boat, that's kind of what that utility room looked like, the boiler system, and the really old system. Can't cool the building cool enough on really hot days, particularly a sequence of hot days, to really be workable inside the building in the wintertime when we get some of the cold days.
Can't heat it.
Can't get it warm enough to provide the correct environment. So we set aside the money to do that. That's going to cost $125,000 total to do all that, but that's another one. As we talk to the company that has done the fixes on it, that area of the HVAC system, a number of times they recommended that we look at getting that done and setting the money up for purchasing for the lead time required to get that done. And we will be looking at local air conditioning folks, to air conditioning and heating folks, to get their bids if they desire to do that, since it's such an old system and we're not going to tear it all out and start all over. That doesn't make sense in this particular case. So we'll see if any of the local air conditioning and heating folks want to bid on that for the work or the whole project. Last two items: discussion, consideration, and possible action for approving the Brady Economic Development Corporation project 22-21 for Joe Sanchez, $125,000 loan to Joe to bring the monument works up to speed. He's been very involved in that recently. Family history with that facility. As Erin Corbell does her work with the Brady Economic Development Corporation, she said that Joe had presented the best plan that they had ever received during the time that she was there. So all the explanation of that, the discussion, city approved that process comment. The Economic Development Corporation takes applications and looks at things that they can do with the funds that they have. And then the city reviews that and approves that as our connection with the Economic Development Corporation, Type B Economic Development Corporation. Last one, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the Brady Economic Development Corporation Project 2022-3, which is Sandy's Kitchen and Catering, some funds that were set up for Sandy's to provide catering services as well as some renovation of their facility there, approved by the council 4-0 as part of that. Staff reports didn't really address those last night. We were approaching 8:40 at that point, and we took a short break. We had some food for the folks that were there, took that as we came back into session at 8:42 to do the executive session. Had two executive session items on the agenda, but the consultation with the attorney, we didn't need to do that, so we did the pursuant to Section 551.074, Personnel Matters, City Council met to deliberate, appoint employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, with the focus being on Acting City Manager Aaron Corbell. We didn't do all of those things. You have to read that provision as part of the Texas Open Meetings Act. So we spent about 10 minutes talking about whether, as we had planned to hire Aaron as the city manager for the city of Brady. She had been the acting city manager for some time while that was kind of probation review. We had our discussion, then we came back into the open session at 8:54. There was nobody there that waited to see if in that open session what we did, but we voted to hire her permanently in that job. And about a minute later, that's all it took for us to take that vote. We adjourned at 8:55 and called it a night. I guess one other thing that I would hit just to remind people, the trash pickups, you should have gotten a flyer in your utility bill that told you what to do for the Monday folks. That's already taken place where you get the extra trash that will be picked up there with the guidance that's in that flyer. And the Tuesday folks will get to do that next Tuesday.
Monday. Tuesday. The pickups are Monday, but Tuesday is next week.
Okay. I had misread it because the way I read it was on your trash day.
No.
You would get the ability to pick up extra trash next to your trash can. But read your flyer. Find out for sure what you need to do.
Wait, here it is.
But it spaces it out weekly.
They're all on Mondays, each Monday of the month. But it's for like Monday trash pickups were yesterday. Tuesday pickups will be next Monday. And then Thursday, Monday the 20th, and Friday, Monday the 27th. That's the way it works. There's a plan there, Mayor.
Yeah, and just to clarify, that's the additional bulk trash that's specified and listed in that flyer. You need to take a look and be sure so that you don't miss out on that. Next council meeting is June the 21st. Of course, Independence Day is on the 4th of July. We'll be doing all our stuff on the 2nd of July. And we do a series of budget work sessions on July the 11th, 13th, and 14th with a possible backup on the 18th if we need to, as we go through that process. And Juneteenth is coming up.
That's right.
And so don't forget about Juneteenth and look for the information that'll provide some discussion about what we've historically done that was interrupted for a couple of years due to COVID was meet down at Willie Washington Park and have an event down there with some refreshments to celebrate Juneteenth. It absolutely amazes me. I feel compelled to make the comment. Juneteenth is in recognition for the 19th of June when the federal soldiers after the Civil War showed up at Galveston and notified people in Texas that the Emancipation Proclamation had taken effect years before.
2 years before.
And that that was going to be enforced. And so now, I believe, last fall, President Biden signed an executive order that made it a federal holiday. It's on a Sunday this time. So we'll be looking at which holidays we recognize in our schedule of the City Hall days that we take a break there. But it just amazes me that this is a focused thing on Texas, and it's actually, in my mind, kind of embarrassing that it took an extra 2 years to let the folks in, the slaves in Texas, know that they had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. But a lot of folks wanted to do that across the nation, so it becomes a federal holiday.
Yep, it is. All right. Very
and,
good.
And taking up just about all your time this morning.
That's okay.
In nearly a three-hour meeting, it was very productive and very cooperative and very engaged by citizens.
Very good. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for
Thank
the
you.
Opportunity. Have a great day.
All right, we will. Thank you very much. Brady Mayer, Tony Groves with us this morning.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.